So who wants to volunteer? Let's start with definition.
Yeah. Who goes further? Stay first.
Who goes further?
Yeah.
But how do you know? Should I write it?
Yeah.
Let's cut up strips of paper and put numbers on it, and then we continue to do it.
Right, so any volunteers?
Okay, we can do first. Yeah. RT is profitable tourism that positively impacts
local. That's just so long. Okay, I'll put the main points. Profitable
tourism that positively impacts local environment and culture. Full stop.
Positive impact on local culture and environment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So is it local cultures and environment? Tourism that is.
So profitable appeals to obviously everyone that money and also during the environment and culture.
Yeah, good. Any other thoughts?
What's about the holistic approach?
How would you define
so
we're covering
all these aspects.
So RT is, what was your?
We interpret it slightly differently. Yeah, you can't just sit there and say RT is a blah 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 blah.
Okay. Yeah, which is what.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Tell us.
Well, RT
is holistic. Well, it's how do you communicate this to somebody? You're in there to assess a hotel and maybe skeptical or whatever.
You're going to explain a city.
Who doesn't know anything about it?
Who has no idea. And you're going to explain what is responsible tourism. Mm-hmm.
But I thought we're communicating to the operators.
We're pretending, man.
But
maybe she's a
clueless operator. Clueless operator who likes money.
So we want to have a look at your whole operations to see, take a holistic approach, everything from environment through social to how you influence everybody around you. That includes your peers, your staff, local community, government. So it's an opportunity to be an ambassador. And in doing this, we provide you with a framework, a set of guidelines to help to develop in this direction. Also, obviously, because you're here, you have a vision or an ambition to become an RT operator. This will help you to identify your strengths and weaknesses and provide a framework to move forward. Any wiser?
And the reaction from
a very good actor.
That's a good way to do it, to have this role play.
Yeah. I was hoping for some role plays today.
Well, it's happening. So what does the operator say?
So how does that benefit me? So how would it benefit me?
Well, what are you in it for? Just for the money?
As an operator, yeah, you would obviously be in it for the money. So,
yeah. So it helps your branding.
In terms of?
In appealing to a growing number of well-informed tourists who will come and ask these awkward questions that we're about to ask. And this will prepare you with the answers. Not just the answers, but the actions that back up what you say.
Mm-hmm. To give you an example, really specific example, in terms of taking care of the community or your staff. Your staff is happy. They're happy to work for you. Translate in their service, top-notch service that they provide to the guests,
mm-hmm.
because they're happy to be where they are. So that will help your business, right? Guests will come to you. They will always have good things to say about your resort.
And then this framework that you're talking about, is it going to cost me a lot of money? Is it going to, like,
free?
It's free.
It's available online. There are guidelines that you can follow.
And how long would it take for me to see a sort of return in investment were I to follow all these guidelines?
Well, it depends. For instance, you need to, first of all, you need to sort of have an idea. What do you want to start with? For instance, from the environmental aspects. Let's say you want to start saving. You want to save what energy? Or you want to save water?
Well, I would be following your recommendation, right?
Okay, yes, definitely. Okay, for instance, if you want to save energy, if you invest in this much, can give you examples of what others are doing,
mm-hmm.
but I can't tell you, I'm not an energy consultant or anything, I can't tell you exactly how much you are able to save. But based on actual examples from other resorts and other operations, I can tell you exactly.
Do you have a portfolio of other resorts that you've worked with that, you know, have benefited from this?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, so any comments on what was being discussed? Any observation? In some ways, I think what was happening is you were starting from the perspective of you're in that interview with the operator for the first time, and you're trying to say why you're having a site visit in the first place. I mean, that's what it started off at. And then it went into justify it to me why RT is important to me. I mean, that's what I got from the conversation. Are there any other
comments? It sort of like showed me one of the aspects I mentioned to you before, like when people have an innovative idea, sometimes they cannot sell it clearly because they are into the idea so much. Like, you know, we play a different role in different things, but when you have somebody who is a bit more marketing, like, actually during the discussion, Siti came up with like, ready to sell, but like, probably you're very technical thinking, so when you have into the idea, she couldn't grasp what we are trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have that problem when we into it, we can't relay the clear message. That is what I like see this scenario, it's like, oh, then okay, who will sell this idea? Definitely, like, you know, we have to think and what kind of message to sell. But of course, once you sit down and you have the technical expertise come in and explain, that's different step.
I think technical is one thing. You need to have real life experience.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know actual people who are doing things that are working.
Yeah.
So then you can convince her that, look, these people are doing things and it's working for you.
See, but
I think you're right. The other example gives people something to latch on to.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the big thing, I mean, this is the definition, it's still hypothetical in many people's minds. People want to know, if I've done this, what's my return? If I do this, what am I going to get? And that seems to be, you know, we had the first interview with Anthony Wong. He was very, very clear. It's like, you know, I'm doing this to save money. And I save money, I help the environment. And that was his logic behind at least some of the environmental initiatives. So, a few things that I can see from this. One is that our DVD from the past, for people who are going down, really, you should watch this, because that gives you some sound bites in your head. The second point is that when you're on site, there's going to be three people. And we're trying to make sure that the roles of the three individuals on site would be clearly defined. So that first interview, who is going to engage the manager, the business owner, the community leader, etc., would have to be this person. And whoever this person is, they're going to have to be very confident that they know not just about what is responsible tourism, but why are we doing it in the first place? The context of this, where does it fit in? Basically, that's your point person. But the fact finder is where all the details come in. And the fact finder is there to make sure that we end up with a set of points that basically say, we have confidence in this person. We've looked at these various things, and I'm confident that they're doing the right things. Or they might find things which says that, yeah, they're doing all these things, they've listed 500 things that they're doing, but at the end of the day, it still doesn't do what we're saying should happen if you're a responsible tourism operator. So those are the sort of role separations that we're seeing for the fact finder, for almost like the liaison person, and the video person or the photographer is there to document that process. But let's go back to definition. So if what you described was kind of why this whole thing, did you get anywhere towards defining what is